They are never as cool as you want them to be.
No, they aren't. They aren't.
Yes.
Okay.
Alright.
Check, check, check. Hello, hello, there we go. Yes, yes. Redline it, don't do that. Alright. Drama was Sunday night, so it's been just like parching, blistering hot here.
Oh, really?
In, Austin, Texas, listener. And if you're listening in, you know, Finland or Norway, and I certainly hope you are.
It was 101 degrees.
Yeah.
When I was back at the house.
Yeah, and I was like, hey, it's gonna be okay. You know, it's like we're not gonna get any rain. Oh no, Sunday night. So Sunday night, they're like, zero rain chance. So I'm sitting there at my house, and I'd already taken a couple hours off for Monday morning. Like, hey, I got to let the painters in. And is that okay? And my bosses are like, yeah, no problem at all. It's slow. You don't need to. Don't worry about it. So I'm hanging out.
Oh, yeah, just, everything's outside. Oh, my God.
Atmosphere just starts. And I just, like, it hadn't rained yet, but it was like the wind is whipping around. And I'm like, this doesn't feel good. So I just start moving what I can. And some of the stuff is just too heavy to move by myself, and it's just too, and there's nowhere to put it, you know, because like the guys have to be able to get around the perimeter of all the crap piled up to paint. And so I had a couple of tarps that I bought and just like tarped down everything I could.
So you got everything under wraps,
yeah,
mostly.
Yeah, yeah. Like nothing got wet. Nothing got wet. And I mean, and all the stuff that got a little bit, you know, wet was like crappy crap, IKEA crap, you know, so yeah, it's like, I'm just gonna get rid of that anyway.
Well, like, so wait, what day was that? That was like Sunday?
Sunday night, super late. Yeah, and I, of course, just, you know, in supreme, just frustrating Texas fashion, I just spent the previous hour and a half intensely watering my garden.
I did that too.
Yeah, I was like, well, all right, you know, got over it, you know. Yeah. But, yeah, nothing. Got hurt that was like, you know, precious, you know, so that's good. Yeah, all of my dandy threads are fine, and, you know, all the other things that, you know.
All of your beautiful clothes that are made out of sugar.
All my sugar clothes, all of my embroidered kerchiefs, all of my calling cards.
Your doilies.
Doilies.
Ruffled throat pieces.
Yeah, a little tin that holds beauty marks that I can put on and take off. Yeah.
People open it up and think it's ants.
Those are my beauty marks. Leave them alone.
So, you're listening to the Last Cast Podcast.
Welcome to the Last Cast Podcast, middle of the week edition, ladies and gentlemen. This is exciting. Normally, I'm practicing with the band Tejas Knights, who, early promo, 2 weeks from tonight, will be playing at Austin's esteemed Carousel Lounge.
That's a venue I can make it to.
Yeah, we'll be playing after a bunch of weirdos calling themselves the Electric Mushrooms, who are they play Nugget style 60s psychedelic stuff, which sounds like it's gonna be pretty fun. I love that music, so it's like, all right, cool. And it's like a little side project, and then, you know, we'll do our thing. It's just two bands, you know, we'll be done by 11, so, yeah.
And for those who are of this sort, the Carousel Lounge has essentially two polka stops sitting on top of it. So if you don't want to pay attention to Jamie, you can just sit and spin polka stops.
And I'm not gonna get upset if you do that. Yeah, we're going to play at 10 o'clock, 10-ish, June 19th.
Is that, what day of the week is that?
Tuesday,
wow, Tuesday, really?
Isn't that weird? Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, just sort of random.
I don't know.
If you can. That's
I'll
it.
I'll make it.
It's fine. Yeah.
I'll be there for 10 minutes, and I'll go home and sleep.
Totally cool. Mm. Yeah, no, we're going to do that, and then, the country band's playing a lot. We played a show in Marble Falls, Saturday night, which
did you,
was...
Did you get any pie?
There's a pie place in Marble Falls. Oh, the Blue Bonnet's there, right? Ah, damn it. No, I mean, they were way, way close when we were there. Forgot about that. That was where we went to... we had a... this pre-Last Cast podcast, Matthew and...
Dave Chang.
Dave Chang and I went to a chili cook-off.
Because Dave Chang heard there was free food there.
Free chili, yeah.
And sorry, Editor D. Chang is his official title.
And there was, but it was served in spoonfuls, so you didn't get full. Hmm. So we went to Blue Bonnet Cafe, a wonderful establishment, with the tallest lemon meringue pies I've ever seen in my life. I have
not been to the North Nook in Oscar, Wisconsin.
I have not.
But it was quite fine pie. I'm a little astonished you didn't remember it, because every time you've been hyping that show at Marble Falls, mentally replacing the name Marble Falls with pies.
I can't believe that I didn't put those two things together. Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, you're right. You probably were way too late.
Oh, yeah.
They're probably one of those places that closes at, like, 3 p.m.
Totally.
Just to annoy all of us who, like, don't get up before that on a weekend. Well, this is the part of the podcast where we try and explain what the podcast is about.
That's right.
And the Last Cast podcast, it's about two guys going out fishing.
Yeah.
And today we're going out fishing after work.
Yeah.
Because the sun is not going to set for a while yet.
That's true.
So
that's
we're doing pretty good. And we're going to be going to Lake Long again. Last time we were at Lake Long was kind of mediocre. I feel that the reason was that...
A little brutal.
Yeah. I think it's another one of those things where we were doing it in the middle of the day. Which is like the wrong time to do it.
True. Okay. Got it. Who makes it? Is it Garcia? Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Abu Garcia. Black Max. Hey, that feels good. Man, this is pretty uptown as far as your gear goes. No, I mean, I'm not trying to tell you your stuff. I'm just saying that you don't usually go for, like...
I mean, you don't go for things that are nice or classy. Well, I got tired of using the paper clip for hook and just beating the fish with a switch.
The game warden didn't like that at all. Hey, no, it's a sport. You're not treating it like a sport.
I'm going to repark. I'll be right back. All right, sir. You ready?
Gonna go with something a little bit newer today. Something old, something new. Something
of course. Well, I was reparking the car. Jamie spent that time just reeling up, getting all of his rods ready to go, so he can just throw it right in as soon as we get there. To stealing all of the fish.
Primarily motivated by greed and glory.
Right. Here, should let it farther in.
Yeah, a little bit farther in.
There's not gonna be much swinging worth mentioning here.
True. That's right, I'm taking a sip of water, giving Matthew time to actually cast.
Let Jamie cast first so he has nothing to complain about.
Okay, we are using a Rapala Lil minnow. Whoa! Pretty fishy place right now, I think. We'll see the... Pretty exciting. Oh, yeah.
Oops. Yeah, so when I was fishing over on
by the Secret Beach?
The Secret Beach, yeah, I got...
Was that a catfish you caught or a bass?
It was like a little puppy bass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there wasn't much action.
Really? I'm using a Rapala Lil Minnow, which is a little shallow runner, but it sinks slowly. Uh-oh, Matthew's into one.
Something.
No?
Yeah.
All right. Hey! Nice little sunfish.
All right, yeah, this is the sunfish that we knew were here all along, even though they were, like, ignoring us. First blood.
Matthew got a nice, big, fat, lake-long sunfish. I'm using a Rapala Little Minnow, which is this little 2-inch sinker. Casts like a bullet. It's got a rattle in it. Not as rattly as a rattle trap. I just wanted to try something a little different. Maybe something a little more subtle. Both of us are using some, you know, pretty light tackle here.
It's probably just a little sunfish that went down and dived. There he's coming. Oh, what? Oh, it's a little puppy bass that didn't die. Oh, I foul hooked a bass. Oh,
wow.
Just hooked him right in the side.
In the
probably
mads.
Took a swipe at it. And, yeah, it didn't really count.
Nope, did not, Jimmy.
Was it cooling off? Was it cool temperature-wise, wade fishing?
Underwater, yeah. Yeah, the water was cool.
That's good.
Yeah.
So you were saying, like, is it just sort of like their normal thing that, like, towards the end of the day, they let out a bunch of water for the rice farmers or something?
It's their normal thing to be cut, apparently completely random with the water release.
Jeez.
Because the water release is a competitive electrical market info, so they don't post any of it ahead of time. Whoa.
It? All right. Matthew's into another one.
Oh no, it came off.
Crap.
Fuck. It was heavy, whatever that was.
Are you liking the sunglasses?
I don't think I am.
You're not?
Yeah. Makes it harder. I think it makes it sweatier. Yeah, I think it does make it sweatier. Can't believe that I just got those for free, picking them off the ground.
That's how you find lots of physical objects in your life.
It is. That's how we met.
Yeah.
Well, we only have so much time today.
True.
So, I mean, I think we might want to, like,
go down into the corner here and drop some fly stuff, or loop around, do quick hits on each one of the booths. I can go here a little bit longer. Okay, those two kayakers, they're coming out. I would say we could just whip it around and see what's going on up in Beaver Gap.
Really? All the way to Beaver Gap, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I was just thinking that because, like, you know, we've got, the wind is blowing out of the, southeast. So we're looking at, it's going to be blowing at, in our faces pretty much down there in the corner. Something just smacked out there, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Yeah. All right. Sure. Let's do, Let's do it fast. We don't have, like I said, we don't have much time. So, like, let's do,
sure,
like a fast hit on the boobs,
right?
And then fast hit on Beaver Gap, and then, like, book it back here to get the corner for the sunset.
Yeah.
All right, last cast.
Okay. Yeah, me too. Definitely a little deeper here as far as the weeds.
You got the rubber worm, what you got?
I am throwing the little Rapala Little Minnow, which has just been a killer in the past, both here and at UL. They really like it at UL when they're not on top anymore. It's a real nice magic hour lure. Matthew's casting off the deep side of the canoe, and
Matthew's gone off the deep end again.
I, for one, hope he gets into a hybrid.
Yeah, you're already reading my mind.
Like, each of us has our,
our weaknesses.
Our unrequited, fish crushes.
Yeah.
Mine is a bull red. Never caught one.
Yeah. So basically our relationship is just based on bitter jealousies.
Bitter jealousy and envy and just barely disguised contempt. Dropping a plastic worm right at the edge of the weed line.
I'm gonna stow the net a little better. I'm worried it's gonna fall off. It's a very valuable net.
Yeah.
This is the.
It's got a ruler on it.
Yeah, well, I put that. Yeah, I put that there. It's a sticker.
Okay. I thought it came with that. That was smart.
Yeah, that net came from friend of the podcast, Julie.
Oh, really?
Who found it on the curb. Their neighbor throwing it away.
Man, that net has gotten some fish.
It's seen some fish for sure. Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, it's got a long handle, which is nice. It's big and gaping.
Yeah.
So it can swallow even the giant fish I catch. And the rubber netting is
good for fish's skin.
Yeah, it's safer for fish, and it's like tight enough together that Jamie's fish won't fall through.
Oh, okay.
All right, okay. That's my last dig on Jamie for today. I've hit the limit.
He's been going for an hour, folks. Why not keep going? Matthew going high, and as usual, I'm going low.
See, if I hadn't stopped, I totally would have like made a dig on you about that, but I didn't.
Yeah, see, I did it for you. That's the kind of selflessness I always help. Ooh!
Oh, no!
Very cool. All right, you know what? That looked really fun. I may have to get in on it.
Just doing everything I do. Could have just been a sunfish, too.
True.
Hard to tell. Sometimes the big ones just do a little sip.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, since the sun's going down, maybe we should just go for the Crappie Cove.
Yeah, we could.
Go back in the corner.
Yeah, we could do that. Go with your original plan.
Yeah, because I mean, I feel like that.
I mean, it's a lot of.
That's always been good to us.
Yeah, and it's a lot of paddling to go up there. Okay, I've got another guess about what you're going to put on.
Okay.
Cypriot minnow.
Ooh, you do know me. It's like you're in my head.
Well, a little bit. You didn't get to use them at the beach.
No, I did not. I mean, I could have, but what would have been the point?
What would that have accomplished? Out there scourging the water like some crazy person? It's subsurface, right?
Yeah.
One of my little last podcast dreams that somebody from Bill Lewis will hear me like really, really talking up the tiny trap and give me about 12 of them.
If you're interested in marketing and tie-in opportunities, we are. Perfectly willing to sell out and bring your brand message to our legions of loyal followers.
Here's a little sizzle reel for you. You know, Matthew, we're having a pretty good time out here in the water, but something that could really make it pop would be a Wendy's Big Bacon Classic.
And a Mountain Dew.
I was watching a prison about, a prison. I was watching a prison.
Yeah, you were watching a prison that was all about Wendy's.
I was watching a show about people in jail on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
Because I find crime fascinating. And there was a guy in there talking, and in the background, there was a half-drunk Mellow Yellow. At least I think it was Mellow Yellow. It could have been pee.
Sure, yeah.
But
yeah, never drink a half-full bottle of anything in prison.
Oh yeah, because they might be like storing that up to fuck with somebody.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's not going anywhere. Right? Do you want to move on soon?
Sure.
We're at farther up or back down.
I think we should go. Do the point of Crappie Cove.
The next one. Oh, yeah, right, Crappie Cove, not the boobs, yeah.
Back towards, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, let's maximize Crappie Cove time. I can't tell if I'm getting hits or if it's just like...
He's bumping into the weeds.
Yeah, bumping into weeds.
Yeah.
Kind of feel like with this thing, if there's a hit, it would just be swallowed, it's just so small.
Oh, yeah. The coots, what is that?
These are frogs.
Oh, peepers.
Something. I've never been good at identifying frogs. They always... they do their own thing. Oh, no, no!
That one?
Came off. No, he's on.
All right, all right.
Jeez.
Dang. Hey, all right. Need the net? Man, that's pulling some. That's pulling some line.
Yeah. Okay. Come on.
All right. All right. Tacky's into a nice one from this vintage.
Whoa.
That thing's pulling. All right, man. You got him. You got him. Give him time. Ooh. All right.
He's huge. Oh, no. No. No.
No, no. He's on.
Okay.
He's on. He's on. Yeah. Or is it just like, is it just this giant mat you're pulling in here?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
No, there's a good sized bass in there, I think.
Can you see?
I can't tell.
Here, pull it right here. Nope. He's off. Nothing in there. Came off. Oh, wow.
Crap.
He hit like right as it hit the water.
Really? Damn, I'm sorry. It sucks.
I had the drag on too low because I was worried about the, you know, the hybrid striper I'm about to get coming off.
All right, so what we know, that came subsurface.
Well, I don't know. Like I said, it hit like right away.
So we can't really even make that determination.
Yeah. Yeah, this thing looks nice, even as it's like just falling loose in the water. Okay. And of course, I'll never be able to find this lure again when I lose it.
I've never seen one like that.
Mm-hmm. Weird and new.
I wonder if it just got picked clean today. It just got pressured, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like if they're doing like one of those tournaments again.
Thursday night is that.
Maybe they had to change it after that guy was caught cheating.
Yeah, maybe it is a tournament tonight. Usually though, you'd hear like some sort of, you know, applause or something.
They'll have like a measuring table out there.
Yeah.
You're way to the right.
Say again?
So you're way to the right of the actual like shoreline. I think that's like not really landable.
Go in straight from here?
Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
Just having trouble seeing.
Sure, yeah. This is pitch black.
And there's that bright light.
I'll go grab the car.
All right.
We have a bunch of little friends here. There's a puppy.
Come here. Come here. Get over here.
Ah.
Jeez, I'm standing in like some.
Hey, get over here, man. Okay.
Hey, come here. Standing some ants there.
Huh?
I was standing in some ants.
Oh, shit.
Alright, what's that? In here. Yeah. It's illegal to transport the hydrilla. Oh, fucking ants. stick it in the other end is easier. That's what she said. Yeah, this is latched.
Come over here. Hold this light so I can see what I'm doing.
You want me to just do it?
No, I got it.
What was that? Okay. Still tight. Yeah, that looks good. It's good. Oh, yeah?
Biggest damn crawfish I've ever seen. Look at the size of them.
Good God, look at that.
That's like a lobster.
Right?
Yeah, don't let them pinch you.
Oh, I'm taking them home and eat them. Come back for more.
Anyway, all right. Lake Long Part 3 or whatever. Yeah, so this is our third Lake Long trip. This is That Wasn't That Bad.
Maybe more than that, isn't it?
Well, let's see. It was the Great Largemouth trip.
Wait, which one was that? Did I miss that one?
No, the one where you caught the big one and I caught the big one and we lost a couple and, you know, it was like, you know, yeah, we were talking about Annie, the musical, and rollerblading, and
we caught someone down at the
Beaver Gap.
Beaver Gap.
Yeah,
that's the great trip. I thought that was a mediocre trip.
That's so far is the best one, and then the back end, which was last time, which was like also not great. Well, you got that real nice one on a plastic worm.
I think we also did one that was. That was like pretty early in the season and we didn't catch nothing.
Did we? Which one was that one?
That was like back in like March maybe.
Oh, really?
I think I was like, I was against it.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah, that one, yeah, that was just sort of faded into anonymity. I don't even remember much about that one at all.
I think we even podcasted that one. That may have been one of the ones that was like mostly wind noise.
Yeah. No, that sounds right, yeah.
And then...
No, you're right about that.
Was there another one, too?
I think this is it.
Okay, so it's like four?
Like four or five, yeah. So, we each caught one fish. I kind of just foul-hooked a little, like, 9 or 10-inch bass. You had that really nice one on, on the vintage rooster tail.
And then also... and then on the popper, I got like a little one. That And then the little mini minnow, I got like that sunfish pretty early on.
Yeah.
It seems like sometimes like if we catch something right away, there's just like a curse. You know, it's like if you're like, oh, second cast, and it's caught a mediocre bass, and that's it.
Yeah.
For the rest of the night.
It's odd.
Yeah, there wasn't much topwater going on.
No, not a lot of action. It's hard to sort of figure out what the pattern was, if any pattern at all. And I don't know if it was just like the rain made them act a little weird. I don't know. I mean, you would think they'd have enough time to sort of bounce back from any, kind of shift. I don't know. We need to... Definitely need to go to some new place next time to make things a little more interesting, a little more lively.
Yeah. Should we do food or
you
just want to go back?
I'm super tired. I would, but I'm just exhausted.
Fan here.
Yeah.
It's cold.
Yeah, it's great, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a little even. I wasn't like. Right when I got the food at JD's, it was good. But then as I was getting through it, I'm like, this is really like 2.5-star Mexican food at most.
Yeah.
It sucked because it looked really good. And I'm just like, oh, man. You know, it's just like not that impressed.
Well, I think like the chicken. And it was like you got the chicken tinga.
Yeah.
I think like the chicken is usually just kind of meh at Mexican places. And it's like it just doesn't have like the puddles of grease that keep that moist tastiness going. And just more subtle flavors emerging as it sits all day in the heat bin.
Oh, yeah.
But, Yeah, it isn't as good. It isn't as good as the Carniceria that's across the street. Like, we've been to that one before. Like,
you mean the one in the where they sell the gizzards?
It's the one behind that. Yeah, like in the same.
Oh yeah, yeah. No man, that place is pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like it's a little bit more intimate.
Yeah.
Because like you end up like sitting at a table next to some dudes you've never met who you don't really share a language with.
Oh yeah. You know, I got an awesome torta there once.
Yeah, yeah. The tortas are fantastic. We were there once. And they were just finishing up the frying up the chicharrones in like this giant kettle full of oil, and the guy was like stirring with a paddle. That may have been like a time I was there at Thyroid after windsurfing.
That sounds right, because I think I would have remembered.
Yeah, and it's like I was like, oh yeah, I want a pound of that, and wow. It was like I just like took home this pound of just hot, greasy.
Man.
Chicharrones, it's piping hot, super crispy still.
Yeah.
And like, I want to think that they gave it to me in a paper bag with like spreading grease stains in it, but that may be a mismemory on my part, this little color added to them.
Yeah. Oh man, that sounds great.
They also had like marshmallow popsicle sticks that were like insanely ornate.
Oh wow. Like, you mean like the troubling like clown with like the jelly eyes and mouth?
Not like these were not like commercially manufactured.
Oh,
or the paella paisano.
You know where we haven't been in a long time that I'd really like to try. A guy I want to go to again.
Uh-huh.
Pollo Campero and Garwash. Been to the gar wash in a while.
We should bring our gars down there and catch them next time. Just like give them a little bit of a bath before putting them back. You know, it's like
what if you just walked into there and then just like we're looking at your wallet and went, excuse me, and put a gar on the counter and it's just moving around.
It was like
Dios mio.
It was like the time that I like caught a gar down at Garville.
Yeah.
Like, this was before I had a car.
Yeah.
Or before I had the truck. And I was like, oh, I want to eat this, see what it's like. And like I took it all the way back to my house in a garbage bag, like in the back of one of those like Car2Go smart cars.
Wow.
And
I'll bet that was the first time that particular species has been in a Car2Go.
And it's like no pets allowed.
can I bring my car?
And like by the time I got it home, like up in Hyde Park, it was still fine.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it was like, but then I hit it with a wood chisel and a mallet, and that took care of that.
Wow.
But
I remember those days.
Yeah, when we sort of experimentally ate whatever we caught.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, the Chad days. Salad days.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to go to Pollo Campero now?
No, that's okay. That's okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, some other. I'd like to go there like after having like a really great like.
It's a reward.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a trip rather than a sort of panacea. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a reward. This is not a Pollo Campero kind of fishing trip. This is a this is a Burger King 2-for-1 coupon fishing trip.
There was a
sadness.
There was, what was it? I'm just got really tired out there on the water all of a sudden. I took a little disco nap before I got home, and I went out right when I got home, and I picked up. I went to the gym and then I ran last night, and then I went and picked up Kyle and. I was like, you know, sort of cruising on fumes and then pounded. I think I had an entire pot of coffee at work today.
Oh,
and, like, the better part of a pump.
We've had, like, a busy week.
It's been a pretty nutty week. Yeah, I need things to sort of, like, reset and just, like, you know, take a couple of but I really wanted to go fishing today because I was, like, really needed to just get away from, like, house
stuff. We didn't have it on the weekend, so it's like we're starting to get the DTs.
Yeah, I mean, I need to go. I mean, it's like, you know, it could have been, like, if you caught that big one, that would have been, like, you know.
That would have been, like.
Push this up into, like, you know, mediocre territory.
Oh, really? You think it wasn't that good?
No, no. I mean, that would have been like that's great, but like as a whole, it just would have been like, eh.
I mean, unless it was like a really, really, really good bass, Jamie.
If it was like a 5 or 6 pounder, yeah, then it would have been like, oh my god.
This, this would be the great bass fishing trip.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. It's true.
Yeah, I feel like that the loss that I had of that was like totally like a serial showcase quality of loss, you know, where it's just like you just like see it like when you can see Cyril losing it, right before like the line breaks and he starts to swear and Quebecois
no
French.
No like some tarpon the size of a canoe jumps up out of the water, and you're like, holy crap. Did you see how big that canoe was? I mean, that tarpon was.
All right, well, let's
yeah,
let's
we gotta figure out where we're gonna, yeah, so, all right, so anyway, if you guys want to see this sort of country psych rock band I'm playing in next two Tuesdays from now, June 19th, at Carousel Lounge. I think it's probably really reasonably priced, and we're playing about 10. If you have any questions, comments, tips, send them to at Last Podcast, or is it ask@lastpodcast.com?
Ask at Last Cast Podcast.
Ask at Last Cast Podcast.
Yeah.
We'll read those.
.com.
Yeah, ask@lastcastpodcast.com. And,
what else are we missing out on?
What else are we missing on? To check out, you know, Matthew and S.G. Wilson's podcast, This Week in the Multiverse. It's, like a kid sci-fi thing, but it's, I think they've really nailed the 8 to 80 demographic because I'm right in the middle of that and I really enjoy it.
Yeah, perfect median.
Yeah.
You know, check out the website, which is lastcastpodcast.com.
That's right.
And there may not be any pictures for...
Not for this one. I don't think... We didn't really catch anything picture-worthy. It wasn't terribly exciting.
Forgot to get, like, background pictures or whatnot.
I'll edit this one as a minnow and just be like, meh. Or maybe it'll be the meh no instead of the minnow. I don't know. But, for Last Guest Podcast, we're never going home.
Never going home.